23, the 29th year, A.D. 23. The whole of Jesus' 29th year was spent finishing up the tour of the Mediterranean world. The main events, as far as we have permission to reveal these experiences, constitute the subjects of the narratives which immediately follow this paper. Throughout this tour of the Roman world, for many reasons, Jesus was known as the Damascus scribe. At Corinth and other stops on the return trip, he was, however, known as the Jewish tutor. This was an eventful period in Jesus' life. While on this journey, he made many contacts with his fellow men, but this experience is a phase of his life which he never revealed to any member of his family, nor to any of the apostles. Jesus lived out his life in the flesh and departed from this world without anyone, save Zebedee of Bethsaida, knowing that he had made this extensive trip. Some of his friends thought he had returned to Damascus. Others thought he had gone to India. His own family inclined to the belief that he was in Alexandria, as they knew that he had once been invited to go there for the purpose of becoming an assistant Jesuit. When Jesus returned to Palestine, he did nothing to change the opinion of his family that he had gone from Jerusalem to Alexandria. He permitted them to continue in the belief that all the time he had been absent from Palestine had been spent in that city of learning and culture. Only Zebedee, the boatbuilder of Bethsaida, knew the facts about these matters, and Zebedee told no one. In all your efforts to decipher the meaning of Jesus' life on Urantia, you must be mindful of the motivation of the Michael bestowal. If you would comprehend the meaning of many of his apparently strange doings, you must discern the purpose of his sojourn on your world. He was consistently careful not to build up an over-attractive and attention-consuming personal career. He wanted to make no unusual or overpowering appeals to his fellow men. He was dedicated to the work of revealing the Heavenly Father to his fellow mortals, and at the same time was consecrated to the sublime task of living his mortal earth life, all the while subject to the will of the same Paradise Father. It will also always be helpful in understanding Jesus' life on earth if all mortal students of this divine bestowal will remember that, while he lived this life of incarnation on Urantia, he lived it for his entire universe. There was something special and inspiring associated with the life he lived in the flesh of mortal nature for every single inhabited sphere throughout all the universe of Nebadon. The same is also true of all those worlds which have become habitable since the eventful times of his sojourn on Urantia, and it will likewise be equally true of all worlds which may become inhabited by will creatures in all the future history of this local universe. The Son of Man, during the time and through the experience of this tour of the Roman world, practically completed his educational contact training with the diversified peoples of the world of his day and generation. By the time of his return to Nazareth, through the medium of this travel training, he had just about learned how man lived and wrought out his existence on Urantia. The real purpose of his trip around the Mediterranean basin was to know men. He came very close to hundreds of humankind on this journey. He met and loved all manner of men, rich and poor, high and low, black and white, educated and uneducated, cultured and uncultured, animalistic and spiritual, religious and irreligious, moral and immoral. On this Mediterranean journey, Jesus made great advances in his human task of mastering the material and mortal mind, and his indwelling adjuster made great progress in the ascension and spiritual conquest of this same human intellect. By the end of this tour, Jesus virtually knew, with all human certainty, that he was a Son of God, a Creator Son of the Universal Father. The adjuster more and more was able to bring up in the mind of the Son of Man shadowy memories of his paradise experience in association with his divine Father, ere he ever came to organize and administer this local universe of Nebadon. Thus did the adjuster, little by little, bring to Jesus' human consciousness those necessary memories of his former and divine existence in the various epochs of the well-nigh eternal past. The last episode of his pre-human experience to be brought forth by the adjuster was his farewell conference with Emmanuel of Salvington just before his surrender of conscious personality to embark upon the Urantia incarnation. And this final memory picture of pre-human existence was made clear in Jesus' consciousness on the very day of his baptism by John in the Jordan.